Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Burke Allen. Our phone number again, 718-506-1944. Dr. Hussein Tran is our guest today, author of the forthcoming books, Financial Healing for the New Economy and The Divine Meridian. Dr. Tran holds a doctorate degree in complementary medicine and an MBA and integrates energy healing philosophy into the worlds of business, finance, and economics, and is invented and teaches a new wealth model to create wealth with passion, purpose, and mission. Hussein Tran speaks to organizations, appears in media nationwide to comment on financial and economic issues, and with the economy where it is today, is very much in demand. Dr. Hussein Tran, thank you for joining us today on the Burke Allen Show.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
The Divine Meridian, what is that? Define that for us.
The Divine Meridian is actually the hidden meridian that every human being has. It's my doctorate degree that I wrote before, because a lot of people are missing this piece, so that's why a lot of problem they couldn't solve. And what I did is take it one step further and turn it into personal development and help people realize that everyone has this divine meridian inside, and that's the key, the communication channel, if you call it, to resonate with all the frequency of the universe, so that they can receive all this information and be guided intuitively and also apply into business and all aspects of life to solve problems and make their life better. Yeah.
So sort of like the hard drive or the CPU of a computer then.
Oh, you got it exactly right. It's like computer, we have hardware and software and then the CPU, correct? The Divine Meridian is just like the CPU. So it's interfacing both worlds. It's dealing with the software, which is our soul, our information body, and it's dealing with our hardware, which is our body. Our body actually also have intelligence, because everything in the universe is energy. And how the two interface with each other is through the Divine Meridian.
Hussein Tran is our guest today. She's based in California. A doctor whose forthcoming books are Financial Healing for the New Economy and this book, The Divine Meridian, that we're talking about today. And what was the inspiration, Dr. Tran, for you to write this book, The Divine Meridian?
You know, it's really a learning process to come to this point. And what I see is there's a lot of, we're going through a very difficult time right now globally in the economy and everything. And you see chaos and maybe collapses happening here and there.
Sure.
And a lot of people are trying to solve problems by looking at the outside. But really, the reality, the world that we see outside is projected from inside, from our consciousness. So if we want to find that root to all the problem and the answer, we really need to look inside, because the answer is inside. The problem originated from inside. To fix it, we need to go inside. Now, how do people go inside? That's the question. The Divine Meridian is the key for them to connect with themselves, so they discover their true self, who they are, why they're here, what's their purpose and mission here. Because a lot of problems that we see in the external world is a misalignment of the soul purpose and the divine mission, why we are here. And if as long as that's misaligned, you can try to fix so many things and still not get to the cause. We're looking at the effects, and then we try to fix that. It's like if a boat is sinking, and mm-hmm. we try to put bandage or short fixes on things, but the root of the problem is not identified, we cannot fix it, and the boat may eventually sink. So what I try to help people to do is to find that true self. Who are they, really? And why are they here? And what are we here to do? And how do we do it together? How do we collaborate? Because we are all part of this universal family, and we need to collaborate. And so the message I have for people is that the Divine Meridian is the God in you, and you need to discover that so all the potential, everything can come out, and you can shine, and you can have infinite can access to infinite energy and come up with all kinds of new invention, new creation, new solutions to the crisis or everything that we're going through right now. So it's part of a big shift, and I think everybody have a piece of the puzzle. I have this piece of the puzzle, and I want to share it with the rest of the world.
Dr. Usan Tran is our guest today. The book is The Divine Meridian, and I read that you really got interested in this some time back when you wrote your doctoral thesis about this meridian.
Yeah, because, you know, I happen to be multicultural, and mm-hmm. to come to the point where I realize it, it's not happening overnight. It's like a life journey, and, like, I would realize a little piece of information here, and then later on I realize something else, and then connecting the dot to come to that aha moment to discover what is the divine meridian. When I speak in the complementary medicine field, to me, have you ever heard of the 12th meridian?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. To me, the divine meridian, you could consider that as the zero meridian, like the source of the 12th meridian. Or you could call it the 13th meridian, which is what integrates all these 12 meridian. Okay, so that's kind of like a new concept in that world. To solve all the problem, we need to simplify things, and we need to make it easy for people to understand. So like you said, a CPU, without it, we cannot connect both worlds, and we cannot unify both worlds into one. And if we can unify both worlds into one, meaning the spiritual world and the physical world and all the aspect of it, then people can get the aha and see the problem that was obvious but they don't see before. And so that's the way people can have breakthrough. So I hope to help people to go from breakdown to breakthrough and really create a new future, kind of like a new paradise that they want to live. Yeah.
Dr. Usan Tran, our guest today, the book is The Divine Meridian. We'll be back to talk to her more about how it's affected her life personally right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Broadcasting live on this soggy Wednesday in the nation's capital, I'm Burke Allen. Our number again for the Burke Allen Show is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. Dr. Usan Tran is our guest today. She's the author of the books Financial Healing for the New Economy, and the new one is The Divine Meridian. She holds a doctorate degree in complementary medicine and an MBA based in Southern California. Dr. Usan Tran is our guest today. You said, as I read the materials that we received on the book, that there's a correlation between this divine meridian concept that you talk about and Chinese characters. And for folks that are not of Asian descent, that's fascinating. Tell me about how those two things go together.
Yes, actually all the languages in the world are created from our consciousness, which is our divine consciousness. They all trace back to the source. And the source, some people call it God, other people call it creator. In other culture, they call it the universe. Or in some culture, they call it nothingness. And it's a journey, and what I discovered was there's a gentleman called Stan Tenen, and he discovered by reading the Hebrew letters, because he's born in America, so he could really read Hebrew. So he ended up looking at the geometric pattern of the Hebrew letter, and he discovered all the Hebrew letters are two-dimensional snapshot of an energy spiral. And that energy spiral is actually the divine energy. And it's originating from the first chapter of the Genesis in the Bible, in the Hebrew version. And so when I realized that, oh, okay, so all these letters are coming from the languages, I also, at about the same time, learned from another gentleman called Dan Winter, and he discovered all the ABC alphabet in language are also coming from energy spiral. It's just a snapshot, a two-dimensional snapshot. It's easier to see it on video, but if people Google it, they can find out the material and see how those geometric patterns look like. So when I start combining the pieces of information together, and I was studying something called the Kabbalah, and what inspired me was they say the universe starts from nothingness, and then there was a dot, and then there many dot forms a line, and many line, then create a two dimension universe, and then the three dimension, all that. So with that, all these information embedded me, I start looking at the Chinese character from a higher dimension or with more spiritual insight, and I noticed the pattern of creation, the process of creation, as all the holy scripture talked about in the Bible, in the Taoism, like how nothingness and then there's a oneness and then yin and yang, how everything else created in the universe, that pattern is embedded in the Chinese character called God. Okay? And so when I look at that and I realize that the pattern of creation is how they create this Chinese character God. Because on one part of the radical, it has a little dot, has a line, and then the three-dimension thing. And the other part of the character shows how things are expanding. So the universe really is energy coming from nothingness, and then the duality, and then the three-dimensional world, and then infinite expansion in all areas. And so God really is energy expanding in all different directions. So what we see here, even though it looks like substance and everything, they're all energy. You know, so wealth is energy. Everything is energy. So if people understand these key concepts, and then they can have breakthrough. Because we tend to see at things and create blocks for ourselves and or see things from only one perspective to discover how everything is part of energy, and so how the energy is misaligned, we can solve problems from a different perspective. The reason why people have problems is because they think in boxes. So if they can think outside boxes and shift their consciousness, that's how we're going to have breakthrough.
How, when you discover the divine meridian, and we have time for one more question, how is it, how has it benefited your life personally?
In many different ways. I say one of the most important messages I want to share with people is everybody has this divine gift in them, which is the divine meridian. And if they understand what it is, they can have access to infinite energy in the universe, which they can have infinite creativity. They can create wealth from nothingness, basically. And when I realized that, because I was in real estate, and I was trained to look for different property, whether it's a condo conversion or land development, whatever, to find something at low value and put it in highest best use and create more value. And after all these searches and everything, I finally discovered the most underutilized, most undervalued real estate in the whole world, which is, you know what that is, Bert?
Tell me.
It's between our ears.
I love it.
Yes. And so that's the secret of divine meridian. If people realize what we already have instead of searching outside and cultivate that, it's like, you know, a piece of diamond, you need to know how to shape it right, or a piece of jade or something. We need to know how to go inside and excavate what we already have, because what we already have is divine wealth. That's infinite wealth, because we are all part of the infinite energy, and we have infinite ability to create from nothingness, create wealth from nothingness. And that's how I create a new wealth model, created book, and people created music, created art, invented something. It's all coming from this divine gift, the divine wealth that we can create. So in the hard time right now where people having collapses, the business not doing well, the economy doing well, they need to go inside and find out what is that infinite source so they can create, they can rebuild from nothingness.
Divine Meridian is the book. The author is Dr. Hussein Tran. Dr. Tran, thanks for joining us and being a part of the Burke Allen program today. Dr. Hussein Tran, the author of Financial Healing for the New Economy and the Divine Meridian. Thank you so much for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.